What was it like seeing some of your old buddies out there, the refs out there?
Well, you know, these guys, the fellows that are working our camp, are really good at their positions, I think. I think Ed's the top referee in football, in my opinion, you know, and I think both Tom and Don and Tom Simonette, they're good officials. And so they're helping our guys. You know, I've always asked them to talk to the players. I would have called that and then explained to the player why. And there's a good, right away I saw some good give and take there between the players and the officials.
Have you moved on past the officiating in the Super Bowl, or is it still kind of a cross, sticking your cross?
You know, we lost the game. We're going to try like crazy to get back there this year and make up for that.
What sort of, were there any points of emphasis you wanted them to help your guys with, or do they kind of come in here with their own plans?
Well, they come in with a tape they're going to show today at 4 o'clock, but then there are a couple of things that I want it very clear to our players, and I want to explain to the players about holding. You know, there's a re-emphasis, I should say, on holding and what is holding, offensive holding. The things that are going to be points of emphasis that came through the competition committee, those always have to be talked about. So I kind of let them I let them set up the agenda, and then if we have anything we have questions about, we'll ask at the end.
And as far as on the field, how having them here to help with what you're doing?
Well, you know, we don't they officiate their positions like they would during the regular year, and right today during our team period, you know. Both Peter and Warwick and Bobby Ingram were flinching just a little bit, but that's going to be a point of emphasis, so that had to be brought up, and they brought that up to them, so that'll help us. Things like that. And then Ed was working with our offensive line during the pass rush drill and what was holding and what wasn't. So I like this is a good thing the league does, getting guys into training camp. We get a chance to see them, and they get a chance to see us when it's not the intensity of a game, when I'm out of my mind and yelling and screaming. And so I think that's healthy, that we get to see each other and talk to each other in a little different atmosphere.
What are you looking for from Burleson at this point in his assimilation?
Well, I know he's a good player. That's we know that. So now he has to kind of adapt to the way we do things. You'll see it all the time when you acquire players from other teams, that there will be something in the technique that he is used to that he has to change. And you know, we're big on after the catch, and he certainly has the ability to do that. He's shown that. But in practice, you got to kind of do that. We do that. We catch the ball and go. You know, little things like that. And he's doing, Julian Peterson, the guys we brought in from other teams, they're working very, very hard to do that.
Any updates on Gerald Jackson, you were saying?
I got to talk to Gerald today. He's on a program to get his legs strengthened. You know, I think his knees are pretty good, but his muscles, you know, and his quad and so on have to be stronger so we don't re-injure anything. And he's right on schedule, I think. And like I said, we're setting a target date of the third preseason game.
What about Jeremy and Grant? Any update on them?
Well, they're ahead of schedule. All those guys are ahead of schedule. Jeremy should be able to practice next week. Grant, I think, is a week later.
How about Hackett?
Hackett, it looks to be, he has a grade one, they say, grade one hamstring, and they say 2 to 3 weeks.
Today, Obamano made a nice touchdown grab, and then you went over and had some time. But what do you want those rookies to know and pay attention to, even on a good play like that?
Well, it would have come back, because he would have been penalized on the play. You know, we lined up illegally, the tight end shifted, and what should have happened is Ben should have been off, the tight end on, both of them should move, and then we run the play. He lined up on the ball, so he was wrong. It was a penalty. And my point was, look, you work so hard, you make a great route, you make a great catch, and it doesn't count because we couldn't think and do that other stuff properly. So that was really those things in practice, when they happen just like that, that's a great teaching tool for us. And so I just pointed it out. I don't think he'll ever make that mistake again.
Mike,
what's the update on the third QB position for the competition there?
Well, David and Javon and Travis, of course, are there battling. Travis will not get as many reps as the other two guys, which is the unfair part of it, but that's just the way it is. And the other two guys are battling for it.
Mike, you were watching a lot of the line drills today. What kind of development are you seeing out of Chris Spencer, and how far along do you think he is at this point?
I think he's doing fine. We're asking, you know, he's playing some guards, so he's splitting his time. So, but he's a good player. You know, it's funny. It was always the deal. As soon as, you know, as long as Robbie keeps continuing to play at a certain level, he's our center.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as that slips a little bit, then Chris is ready to step in there and play. That's kind of been the deal. Now, with Chris's ability to play guard, and we're letting him do some of that, it gives us really good depth and flexibility at the inside two positions. So,
how do you grade an established older player in training camp as opposed to the other guys? I'm talking guys like Darby and Tobek and Mac, who you're pretty sure will be pretty good in the game. But do you grade them to the same standard here in practice?
Yes, every day. Yeah. And if a veteran player who I expect to play with, you know, he has a leg up, obviously, on the final roster cuts in most cases, but that doesn't mean he can be sloppy in practice, you know. And so they get graded every day. We talk about them every night. And if a veteran player does not have a good practice day, I'm going to talk to them about it the next day.
Coach, are you pleasantly surprised at the Tulane? I mean, he missed all of us, and he said that, you know, missing an entire year being away from the game kind of helped him appreciate the game a little bit more.
Well, I think he has said that. You know, he has said that, he's a good player when he's healthy. He's been a good player for us, and last season was a tough year for him. So, we need him. Ryan Hannum, we don't have Ryan anymore. So Jeremy's been hurt. So Jeremy will come back. We need two of our tight ends play a lot, and now we got to find a third.
He made some plays in the afternoon practice.
Yeah, he did. He dropped a pass today, though. I didn't like it.
Mike, there's so much focus on Hannum coming back and waiting for Boulware. Mike Green seems to have kind of flown on the radar screen, been making a lot of plays in camp. Are you comfortable with what he's been able to come in here?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. And he's not under the radar screen now.
Yeah.
Mike, he's, if we learned anything by last year, we learned that our depth is hugely important. You know, so Marquand came in after Kenny got hurt and played was a big part of the success we had last year. And so how it all falls out at the end, I'm not sure. But Mike Green's a good football player. I'm glad we got him.
Mike, David Curtin apparently grew up in high school years in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Were you aware of him when it came draft time through that, or did the scouts come in and say, you know this guy's...
Do
you know the family? That kind
of yeah. I played football against his father years ago in San Francisco. It might be the whole article, you know, if you care to ask me questions about it. No, but David, yeah, of course I knew David. And, so it starts there. Because the Mercer Island, Mercer Island High School, Dave was a big star there before he went to USC, and I've known him when he went to USC. Of course I did. So I followed him there, and they were so good, and he was their fullback. So I knew him well, yeah. And then our scouts graded him, put him up there, and... you know, I wouldn't have drafted him just solely the fact he was my neighbor. I want everyone to know that. But he earned it. He earned his position.
How's he doing?
Well, you know what? He's doing okay. But I had to get on his case just a little bit yesterday. You know, and he's not the lone ranger on this. Rookies come in sometimes that were great in college, and they don't know how much they have to study. They have to learn to study off the field. And so the mistakes they make typically is because they don't have the proper study habits yet. But then they learn. They learn what it takes.
Scobie and Jimmy Williams.
Yeah, Scobie was sick, and he was really sick. And he's just, poor guy, he's getting out. He's better now, but he's good practice. And Jimmy got his ankle rolled a little bit, and so he stopped practicing.
You confident in your ability to execute the pitch toss now?
We will see. We will see. I will bring those guys out there every practice now until they're 80 years old if they keep fumbling the ball, though. Boy, that's ridiculous.